Welcome into a special edition of Pin It Deep. We are all in Lexington getting ready for Florida. And look who's actually with me on the intro this time. I usually do this by myself. Guys, welcome to the intro.
We're in it.
Miles Hunter is ready to roll.
There we go. Big Florida game today. We were told that no one would get up early and listen to us. Is that right, Max?
Yeah, so for those of you listening, we are doing this for a reason before we get into the real show. Yep. Matt Jones met with us today and said, hey guys, not your best idea to put something out on a Saturday morning. No one will listen because our radio show's on. Okay, Matt, that's fine. Let's take that challenge. For those of you that are listening to this, please call into his show, text him, do whatever you need to do. Turn up at the show and grab the headphones off him if you need to. And tell him, hey, Matt, you said we weren't going to listen. We're listening to Pin It Deep. It was really great. Maybe they should jump on the radio show at some stage.
Yep.
So make sure you call in, say, hey, Matt, we definitely did listen, and we're just proving that we did listen, even though you said we wouldn't.
Yep, this is like DX taking over WCW. We are coming in with the tanks rolling up.
Coming in hot.
We're getting ready for Florida. Thank you for tuning in.
Even if you have a real question for him and ring up asking a real question, just chuck the Pin It Deep in there, too. Say, hey, calling on behalf of Pin It Deep, here's my question.
That's it. Say, calling on behalf of Pin It Deep. But that's enough for an elongated intro. Special Saturday, special episode. Let's get into it.
Go! Every time so others
get some!
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports Radio. Welcome into a special Saturday morning edition of Pin It Deep. You're used to hearing us on Monday or Wednesday, but this week you've got us Saturday morning. We're with you guys getting ready for the Florida game before the tailgate festivities, pregame festivities. We're atop KS Bar and Grill, myself, Brent Wayne Scott, in here with Max Duffy and Miles Butler. How are you guys doing today?
What a time it is. What a time it is. I'm so excited for this Florida game, Miles. There's a smell in the air in Lexington. There's just a feeling. There's an atmosphere. There's something about this game. Everyone's ready. I drove through campus today. It was unbelievable.
There's some juice. There is some definite juice going on.
And to those of you that have tuned in, Cody Murphy on Twitter said, pulling up the covers in the morning, hitting the snooze button, and doing whatever you want is underrated. Well, thank you very much for not doing that and putting this show on.
Yep.
Thank you very much. It's not underrated, by the way. It's awesome to pull the covers up and hit the snooze button, but that's doing what you want to do, not what you have to do. You're missing the point. Cody Murphy on Twitter.
I think we're all doing what we have to do because we almost lost this episode on Thursday.
Yep.
And we're coming in here late Friday night instead of going out to the bars like the other Neanderthals and irresponsible kids. Yep. We are in here grinding away for you guys, for the Pinheads, for the Wildcats, and we also did what we had to do. We finally got Miles' audio okay, I hope.
I'm not yelling this episode, but hopefully everybody can hear me.
I can see a dude with a Florida Gator shirt on the bar below us at KS Bar. I'm about to jump through the window and start strangling him Steve Irwin style, just getting the arm around the neck.
I'm also noticing everyone who's turning around and looking up here at the office as well. It's like they can hear us. They don't know where the sound is coming from.
Yeah, because Miles is finally yelling today.
There we go. All right, guys, so what do we got today? Obviously, we're going to keep it short and sweet. We want to get you guys in and out, ready to go, but we want to, if you are getting ready for the game, putting your makeup on or putting your paint on, or for your Miles, putting your banana suit costume on, we just want you guys to have someone to tell you that, hey, everything's going to be okay, Kentucky's going to play well, and we're going to win. So, Max, what do you got for us today?
Well, let's start with the tailgating because we're so excited. We're going to get out there today. You're going to see us at about 3 o'clock today, getting out there, getting around everyone, talking to people. But let's start with our favorite Twitter account, The Gate.
The Gate.
What's up, The Gate?
We will finally meet The Gate today.
Well, they've said, true or not true, at Pin It Deep KSR, will actually find The Gate tomorrow. I didn't write that right.
I was going to say, we could barely make it through the sentence.
We'll actually find The Gate. Yes, we will. Gate, we will be there today. I hope this is playing loud and clear and we're about to walk up. We will find you. We actually sought out Dog the Bounty Hunter to try and find all these locations. He's busy at the moment with another task. So it's had to be up to us three, but we're going to find you guys. Please just drop a pin or message us on Pin It Deep KSR, and we will find you guys today. Miles will be looking great.
I was going to say, if you all can't see me, then you're not looking, because I should be pretty noticeable tomorrow. I know everyone's going to follow the UK guidelines and wear the blue and the white, just like they should in the stadium, but I will be in bright yellow walking around the tailgates, but excited to dress up.
And Brent, you looking forward to the wings?
After my week in Florida, probably not, but I'll still gladly accept them. Are you looking forward to your Buffalo Chicken Dip?
No, but I'm looking forward to, you know, breaking some people's hearts. And I know a lot of people, when they do their tailgate, you know, normally judge it on their Buffalo Chicken Dip and their ability to, their food, their beverages, those kind of things. So I'll look forward to the cold beverages. I'm not looking forward to the Buffalo Chicken Dip. And I'm sorry again if you don't get a rating over 3, because it's impossible.
I don't know about you guys, but just feeling the energy up here, like we're all antsy. We're ready to go.
I might not sleep tonight.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
I might not sleep. This is a big game. One of the biggest. We haven't won, or we haven't beaten Florida since Freddie Maggard.
Yep.
Was on his official visit.
Look at you with the stats.
1986.
We didn't beat them when we were there?
We didn't. Oh, we no, at home.
at home. I got
at
you.
Home.
I'm messing with you.
Yeah, so I feel like statistically, now, me and Miles obviously have a lot of conversations, and this will be the last thing we say about this before we really get into a deep dive on this game, but me and Miles loved our statistics, and we are due, as you guys say. I say due for a big win at home. Irrelevant of every other outside factor, we're actually due for a big win, and that's why I'm so excited, because it's time.
It is time. Max, obviously your last season at Kentucky wasn't the – y'all's biggest win was probably down in Tennessee, but it was just different. You know, last season there wasn't really any fans there, everything like that. It feels like the last big win Kentucky's had was maybe – shoot.
Penn State?
Yeah, maybe.
Missouri at home. The Lynn Bowden era was unbelievable. Yeah. Virginia Tech.
But, like, that whole thing was like a whole era. It's not like you can look at one game and be like, that one game defined the season. It was literally just 6 games of Lynn Bowden.
My favorite 2 parts of my career, and one of them has to do with Florida. One is the fact that the Lynn Bowden era is called the Lynn Bowden era. I think that's hilarious that we've got a whole just era of about 7 games dedicated to him. And then I would like to bring up another era. And not era, E-R-R-O-R, E-R-A, era. Mm-hmm. The Sawyer Smith era a half, when he was the Heisman favorite for about a half against Florida, and we looked like we were going to take him down last time. This time, Will Levis going to do it for the full game. We're going to beat him.
I do want to say the Sawyer Smith era was absolutely beautiful.
So good to watch.
I was going to say, you
both
were
aesthetically, when you look at his face, and the game in general.
So, Miles, you were off the team when the Sawyer Smith era came around, so I know you didn't get the full aura. I know that, like, at halftime, Max had told me, he didn't tell you this, but he told me at halftime they were actually thinking about building the statue for Sawyer already. So what was it like in 2019, the last time Florida came here? What do you remember about that game, and what do you want to see differently this time?
I was actually in the stands with my mom and dad, or maybe just my dad. Remember going, like, couldn't believe what I was seeing. I didn't think they had much of a chance, especially once Sawyer had come in, just because I hadn't seen him play before. I didn't really know Sawyer yet. Sawyer played super well that game. Hopefully there's no Kyle Trask as a backup coming in this time, although I think their backup this year is, again, pretty good.
Well, let's talk about that then real quick, Miles, because is it not very bizarre almost that the last 2 times, so this time and obviously last time they played here, Dan Mullen has started a quarterback and everyone is worried about the backup coming in?
Maybe it's just a Kentucky thing. Because remember, Louisville had the backup come in with, what was that guy's name? Lamar? Lamar Jackson came in. He ended up being all right. So, yeah, I think he's in a tricky situation, because I think the starter, Jones, has more experience, may know the playbook a little bit better, which some fans may not see. But the more highlights I watch, the backup seems to be more talented overall.
He looks unbelievable. I'm hoping he stays off the field. I know last time we made the bad mistake of breaking Felipe Franks' ankle, and in comes Kyle Trask and tears us apart. So let's treat Emory Jones kind of like it's practice and put the red jersey on him. And
with
no
respect.
No one tackle the quarterback, just touch the quarterback. Yep. No, we don't want any hits on the quarterback. Stoops might actually run out there if we touch Emory Jones too hard. You're done. You're done if you do that again. You're done.
I think a thing you'll see different with Stoops this year versus the last time Florida came into town, seemed like that year we got the lead and then kind of played not to lose.
Yep.
kind of took the, you know, took the air out of the ball, just tried to play defense, and they were obviously moving it up and down the field.
I will say, though, in the first half, there was some questionable play calls in the first half. I remember specifically a 4th-and-1 A.J. Rose wildcat with no motion, and that put the ball back in Florida's hands, short field territory, and then obviously the decision to play for 3 when you had enough time to go for 7. That really hurt.
Yeah, so. I mean, at the same time, though, I reckon I agree with you, Brent. I agree. But I think that everyone on the sideline was like, we just got to kick this field goal, beat them, we're done.
And
we had a lot of confidence, obviously, in Chance at the time. Probably not as much anymore, but we had a lot of confidence in Chance at the time. And it was just a bit of a shame how that finished. Sticking with the offense, their offense.
Yep.
I feel like a prediction, and tell me if I'm wrong, is we're going to load the box a little bit more than we normally do. It's not going to be the bend, don't break defense that we usually see. I feel like we're going to have to commit to stopping their run and tempt them to throw a little bit more. Am I right?
That would be my game plan,
yeah.
But I'm not the defensive coordinator. I think Coach White and Coach Dupes will have a really solid game plan together. I'll be interested to see how they treat the backup if he gets in, Richardson. AR-15's is the name, right? What a nickname that is. Because it seems like him and Emory Jones play a similar style, but Richardson tries to run it a little bit more on his own. So I'll be interested to see if when he comes in, if they try to do things a little bit differently or if they just kind of stick to the same game plan. But I agree. I think I'd lose the box. Trust your DBs one-on-one on the back end. I'm saying a lot of things that I think I know. I don't know if that's actually real football, but it sounds good.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure I'm probably alone in this, but for me, like, Dan Mullen didn't know Wandale Robinson. I'm going to be honest, I can't name one of their wide receivers. They don't have, you know, they don't have Pitts. They don't have Tony. They don't have Grimes. Who else? They've got a million other wide receivers that they used to have. I can't name one, and that's no disrespect to them.
Tyrese Cleveland, I think, is a name from the past.
Copeland. Yeah.
Copeland's the only guy I know from this year.
They don't have a whole lot of standouts, so I could see us definitely committing a little bit more to the run this year.
Yeah.
Here's what it feels like to me going in. I remember back when LSU came here, I believe, what was that, 14 years ago? They had a sort of dual quarterback system as well, not as prevalent as Florida's, but obviously Les Miles was the Mad Hatter, always had something up his sleeve. I feel like Dan Mullen's going to come in with the same way. And if you all remember, I'm sure Miles does. I don't know about you, Max, but Kentucky obviously won that game. We did see a little backup quarterback action from LSU that day. We're obviously going to see the same thing with the Gators. So it's not a carbon copy game plan. Obviously the offenses have changed, but just the feeling, the vibe going into it, it's like, hey, like, it feels like this Kentucky defense will be prepared for whatever Dan Mullen has up his sleeve. And I'm excited to see the linebacker because I think they all have a big day.
Yeah, I agree. I really hope, like, in big moments, Dan Mullen seems to always be able to pull out that really good play call, just something that just happens. And I know you're a big fan of Dan Mullen, Miles, which we can't be for one day. But I feel like, yeah, I feel like we were going to be able to bring the defense that we really need this time. Hopefully we can come up with the big plays. And on our side as well, like you said, Miles, let's hope we just keep going. And it's not – oh, sorry, maybe you said, Brent. Let's not get conservative with the play calls. Yep. Let's make sure we just keep going, keep putting the foot on the throat, making sure we get it done.
This is the game where Liam Cohen just needs to put it on the table and say, here I am.
Yeah, like, I can see them, though. I can – to the fans that are watching and wondering why we're not doing this, I can see them covering the deep ball a lot, making us go underneath and be patient, make precise throws and no deep balls. And so, you know, to some extent, obviously, they're going to have to stop the run. But I can see them definitely double Wandale type thing.
And if that's the case, I have a lot of confidence in our tight ends this year. I know Keaton's obviously out. That's going to hurt. But I feel really confident in that. Obviously, they've moved Isaiah Cummings over to tight end. I feel like he is a candidate to have a big game, him and Ali both. But even if they play over top, try to make Kentucky underneath, the amount of draw plays I could see Kentucky going with or intricate run plays that Liam Cohen could patch up for this game, I think would be nuts. And I'm really excited. I think there's going to be a lot of explosive plays that come out of broken down defensive plays for Florida, because Todd Grantham, we could go on about that all day. I think Kentucky has a field day on that Gator defense. I just do.
I can see a really big play in the first drive. It just gets everyone going. Because Dr. Heat, right?
He's bringing it. Yeah. Third and Grantham? Third down, he seems to send about 12 guys at the quarterback. I could see a lot of throws to the running backs as well.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm sure they work on that every week, but I don't know if they put an emphasis on it this week.
Well, and it's especially huge because they got Juton back.
Exactly.
So, and that's someone who can get in the short passing game as well, I believe. So, Yeah. I think there. I just feel like there's a lot that's going to go towards UK's way on offense this week. I just do.
So, besides the game, that obviously is super important.
It is.
Really quick comment. Is the blue and white going to work? For those of you listening that don't know, that's already a bad thing.
Yep.
UK is trying to do blue on one side of the field, white on the other side. Is that going to work, and how's that going to look?
I'm going to go, no, it's not going to work. I just don't think enough people are going to take the time to look at their section, realize what they're going to wear. They're just going to wear what they already had laid out and prepped for the day.
I think we are in an age now of social media where it can work, but I'm sitting in the blue section. I'm a Kentucky fan. I'm not even confident I've got a blue shirt to wear. So it's like, I don't think it works.
Oh, well, you've got one now.
Well, I do now. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But I can't – just for me, why would you put the white on the Florida side? That, to me, is so dumb.
I agree with that. Two things that I think you could do. One, if you really want it to work, just get a cheap T-shirt for everyone in fourth quarter. Yep. Make them put it on for a bit.
Yep.
Or two – and this one, I'd love to see some fans' reactions. If they've got the wrong color T-shirt, don't let them in.
Yep.
Check,
I agree.
Check by section and do not let them in the gate.
Or the people on the gate.
The gate.
What's up, the gate? The people on the gate letting people in are armed with, obviously, one side of the field, one color, one side of the field, just spray paint.
Yep.
And as they come in, it's just like a car wash.
Yep.
Like you walk through the car wash, blue, white, everywhere, and just everyone's covered, and then it's like, that's perfect. There
Brilliant.
We go. Brilliant. Done. Already sorted.
Well, my thing is, too, though, like, if you're Kentucky, why would you not just hand out T-shirts? Like, that feels like a very inexpensive purchase. Just go to Hanes and make one.
If we don't have enough money to supply alcohol for the whole stadium, we're not going to have enough money for shirts, are we?
Yeah.
I'll give UK credit because I think they're trying to be a little creative, and Penn State already took the white out out.
I like it.
It's a good idea because you can't copy that. And they obviously were first, you know, the first mover saying, why don't we just go one easy color everybody can do? A blue out would make a little more sense.
Yeah, but you know what, you know what I really liked, and something that we definitely did really well against Georgia for the SEC East title back in 2018.
Yep.
Why not get everyone to wear blue, but then have the white streamer things? What are they called?
The pom-poms.
The pom-poms. That looked awesome.
I will say, though, the pom-poms historically have been very bad luck for Kentucky. I don't think Kentucky has won a single game when they handed out pom-poms.
I saw someone on Twitter say that they should be handing out latex gloves. Did you see that?
I did not.
Latex gloves, when you clap, make more noise. And we need to hand out latex gloves to everyone in the stadium. So then when they're on third down or second down, everyone just starts clapping with the latex gloves.
And COVID safe.
Yes,
you know,
correct.
I like that idea.
Would you give it to the quarterback for a louder clap from him?
Well, no, it would make his hands look good. And we got Will, so he's good.
Remember, we're going to get to Will in a little bit. Interesting stuff on Twitter. But before we wrap up this little game this little game rundown, you guys have a prediction for today's game, and be as harsh or as optimistic as you want.
Let's do special teams real quick, if that's okay.
Okay.
Because I don't think we want to forget the most important phase.
We don't. Hopefully they're not needed too much, particularly punter.
By most important, I think we mean the one we only know anything about.
Yeah.
Special teams will be big.
Huge.
Yep, it actually will be.
And punt return will be huge. This is a little insight from obviously an Australian, and no one would even know who the other punter is for Florida. He is an Australian. He bombs it. He kicks it real far. We're going to need a big punt return.
Field position battle, and obviously Kentucky's going to have to get some plays in the return. And like these games before in the past, one possession, got to hit those field goals. Ruffalo does.
Yeah. Yep.
So Florida's always been big about putting like some of their main guys back as returners. They're not scared to put one of their main guys back and say good luck with it. They try to steal first downs that way as well. So I think special teams will be big, making sure everything gets off smoothly on the operations, and kicking-wise will be good. No kicks out of bounds, no 30-yard punts.
Yep. Nope.
And then make all your normal kicks, and they should be in a good
big
spot.
Big time to be solid in the special teams game, no doubt.
Predictions?
Let's get Brent?
To it.
Oh, put me on the spot first. Okay. Yep. I've gone back and forth all week. I was in the group chat with some of my buddies from back home. They were ballparking it low. I had one of my friends say they think the score is going to be 21-17 Florida. I immediately blocked him from my phone. We are no longer friends. If anyone thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game, no offense, I don't think you know much. Todd Grantham. Kentucky owns Todd Grantham. They will put up points. They've got a competent OC. They've got a competent quarterback, a competent vertical passing game, a great run game. This is going to be all about offense, I believe, in this one. I think Kentucky puts up points on the boards if they hang on to the ball I think the linebackers play well for Kentucky, and I think they sneak out of there with a 35-30 win. We storm the field, and we party all night in Lexington.
Whew. Well, that's actually interesting that's you brought that up, because Ryan Lemon's angry neighbor on Twitter, and that's actually the name, Ryan Lemon's angry neighbor. Lucky it's not Ryan Lemon's wife, Miles. True or false, which, by the way, for people on Twitter, can we please get it right? I've seen so many true or falses. It's true or not true. Can we stick to the actual saying of true or not true? Are you storming the field if we win? I'm not sure if she's just talking about the three of us.
It'd be weird if the three only of us three did.
Just, I think we had to.
Just the three.
Yeah, us three. We have to.
That's it. No one else.
Because we're doing what we have
okay.
to do.
No, I'm down for that. I'll do that. I'll happily take the fine or whatever it is. I'll get tackled by about five security guards. I'll do it. But yes, I think there will be definitely be a field storm. There hasn't been a field storm. I know there was one at Mississippi State, like in 2018.
That was a small.
But it was like after the game. Like it wasn't when the game was won. They just like let people on. And it was so funny because we were in the locker room and they're like, hey, guys, by the way, we let people onto the field, so can you go back out there and interact with them? It was like, this is the worst storming of the field I've ever seen in my life.
So, to your point, the last true Kentucky storm field was Kentucky, South Carolina, 2014. So, it's been 7 years.
Good
Kentucky
stats.
Kentucky hasn't beaten Florida at home since the 80s.
Yep.
And it's a win against a top 10 team. If there ever was a game to storm the field, it's this one.
It's happening. It's happening. Miles, prediction?
High scoring, I think. The only reason I think it'll be a little bit lower than you, Brent, is I think both defenses are going to get a little bit stingy in the red zone. It's going to force some field goals. I'm going to go Kentucky 31, Florida 24.
I like that ballpark.
On a game-winning drive, not for a field goal, though. We're just going to punch it in at the end.
Wow. I like it. Who catches the winning touchdown?
Josh Ali.
Okay. I was really, really pessimistic at the start of the week. When I woke up on Sunday knowing that the Florida game was coming around, I was like, this is going to be a tough one. They've just looked really good. As the week's gone on, I think it's probably the blue blood in me, but I've just gotten more and more optimistic to now I just think we're just going to absolutely roll them. Absolutely, like, just storm.
Not close.
Like, not even close. Like, people are thinking there's going to be this close game. Ruffalo's going to kick winning field goal. I've changed my mind. I think we absolutely steamroll them. I say we win by, like, 21 and just absolutely blow them out of the park. First quarter, just can't be stopped. They just have all sorts of problems with the run game. They can't beat Coach Stoops, and he's just over there going, come on, bring it on to the other sideline. Storming up and down with his little waddle that he's got. And I say we win 42-21, and it's just an absolute shock. And like, we're ranked top 10 by the next game, next week, all this kind of stuff.
That'd
I think it's unbelievable.
Jump.
I thought I was a homer. Wow.
I can see it.
Blue blood.
I can see it. I think Will Levis might throw all over them. I think just because Dr. Heat helps us. Like, if they're going to bring heat, then if we get some good passes going, we might throw all over them.
It'd be a big game for the big blue wall and Will. Will has got to. We need to see the Will Levis we saw against Missouri.
Yeah.
Agreed.
No doubt.
I think a big thing with Will this week, too, like we talked about earlier, was it seemed like he liked to hit the deep balls early in the year.
Yep.
And South Carolina took some of those away, and he still kind of tried to still want that big play.
Yep.
Being patient and taking your 4 or 5 yards at a time this week.
And legs. Using these legs.
Yeah, using his legs,
huge,
just getting the first downs and not trying to take shots for us will be big. But
well, here's why I'm confident in Will this week. He's back on his bullshit, to be honest with you. First it was the banana. And then right before the biggest game thus far this season, we see another TikTok from our maniac quarterback where he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Hellman's.
And it was at Josie's, too. How are you going to disrespect a place
That's
like Josie's?
That's a good restaurant.
We even talked about it with Josh.
Really good. You haven't been.
You got thoughts?
On Josie's or
Will?
What? Well, I mean, we talked about how Mullen's got a backup quarterback. You think they're having to worry about our backup quarterback?
Jonathan King said on Twitter, we have 15 hours to find a helmet that fits both.
Yeah, we do. Because there's no way Mark Stoops is going to allow someone to ruin coffee like that.
If he saw it. And surely somebody will
show it. I hope they've kept him away.
Yep.
Like, they've gone, hey, coach, we need your phone. We're just going to go blackout. No phone.
Stoops needs to be in an insane asylum for the next
12 hours. I could see, like, him getting sent it tonight and breakfast tomorrow morning. Will's just sitting there eating a bit of cereal, maybe a bit of Frosted Flakes or something.
Coffee.
Chair across the face.
Yep.
And Stoops says, don't you ever do that again, ever, to coffee.
We have talked a lot about Stoops throwing chairs. This feels like the right atmosphere to do that.
Oh.
I'm just afraid that Will Levis might be the target.
one quick comment on it. Girlfriend's really attractive. That's all I'm going to say.
I didn't notice her. I'll be honest. I didn't notice.
I was focused on the copy.
Yeah, I was focused.
I know some of the listeners did, and I'm on the same wavelength, and I'm winking at you.
I was actually noticing her hat, the great Will Levis merch. He's a friend of the show. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did not see her at all.
Nope.
I'll have to go back and watch that again, I guess.
Yeah, I have to look at the film on that one. I just didn't.
I'll go back and look at the film many times. So tomorrow, is it a moment for the this person stand up. No standing up today. Fist through a whiteboard. Chair into the wall. Get the weakest walk on. Punch him out. What is it? What's it going
to
be?
See, the thing is I think we've already heard intel that he's done
yeah,
that.
So and can he go back to the well?
It's hard to use it again. Yep. The only way you can go to it again, you go farther.
I'd like to see
his own head through the whiteboard.
Well, see, like a J.J. Watt moment where he smashes something like and just
he always walks in with the hot Starbucks coffee, yep. right? Maybe he just breaks tradition just for one time just to get the boys fired up. We saw Georgia Southern last week. Mm. The guy get the beer thrown to him on top of the bus. Yep. Stoops walks in like ice cold coffee in a can, smashes it on the head. Yep. Shotguns it. Let's go. Let's go.
He could do like a Buffalo Bills fan jump off the something into a table.
whoever's in the UK locker room and probably won't see significant playing time or a GA, maybe Manny Harper.
Ooh.
Want to get a video just only for the pin at deep eyes, and then we can relay what we saw.
Manny Harper going to be key tomorrow working with those wide receivers.
We need you.
Yeah.
We need him. Yep.
Hey, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. This is so good. And I'm serious when I say, like, there is actually, like, when big games come around like this, even on Fridays when I was playing, you can literally smell in the air how much tension there is, how everyone's getting ready. It's like, it's like you're just about to – you're a lion going for a hunt, and you can just smell the zebra around, and you just you just get a little You just get a little sniff going. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready. Let's get into – we've got about 5 minutes left. Let's do some quick predictions for the people listening on the other SEC game. So as you guys are tailgating, listening to this, you're probably watching Georgia, Arkansas right now, or you're just getting out of the shower if you started this at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Either way, we'd love a picture. And let's choose some winners.
Be careful what you wish for with that. We might get some.
We have loyal pinheads. Please be careful. I do not want to look at our Twitter tomorrow after that one.
Brent, you can screen those, and whichever ones you think are good.
At Pin at Deep KSR, and if you send us a shower pick in the morning, we'll try and find you at the tailgate. So Georgia, Arkansas, let's go real quick fire here. Pretty much one word, unless you've got a special comment. Georgia, Arkansas, Miles.
Boat race. Georgia 38, Arkansas 10.
Right.
Georgia wins, Arkansas covers.
I'm going to go Arkansas covers first half. I think they come out really hot. I can't see them winning, but I think they lose in a real close one. I think it's a lot closer than what everyone thinks. Georgia can't score. LSU Auburn.
They scored 70 against Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's like playing a bunch of seats.
Fair.
What was it?
LSU Auburn.
At LSU.
Yep.
There's nothing. I mean, you haven't been there, have you, for a game?
No.
We went there my first year, and granted, it was only a good atmosphere for about a quarter.
Yep.
There's a lot more than one word, I know.
That's
probably the best place I've been for a Saturday night game. More of the Bama games, those type atmospheres are unbelievable. I'm going to go LSU. I don't think they're better than Auburn at all. I think they're much worse. I just think going down there and getting a win is really hard.
Brent.
Bo Nix is not good. Tigers need to get a win before they come to Lexington.
Which Tigers?
The LSU Tigers. I'm going to LSU.
Very good.
Auburn's backup is the old LSU quarterback. Could see him starting and just being could be unreal. Coach O said about a million times in his press conference this week, it's all about protection. So expect the LSU players to be wrapped up.
Wrapping up on
and,
the
Tigers. But on that, with how safe they're being, I'm not going for the LSU Tigers. I'll go for Auburn, who seem to just want to go for it.
Quick thing on that, too. If you were on the Auburn team this year, it would have been pretty cool to go to a Penn State wideout and LSU. That's probably
very good.
Two of the top five atmospheres in college football.
Yep. Go Tigers. Alabama, Ole Miss. Miles?
Lower scoring than people think. Oof. I think Ole Miss's defense is much improved.
Only 80-80.
It is the highest total over-under ever in SEC history between two teams. I think it's 79.
Yep.
I mean, lower scoring is not saying much there. I think Ole Miss is actually better than Bama. I'm going to go Ole Miss shocks them a little bit. 35-31.
Okay.
keep it under 70?
It's hard to pick against Alabama. Neither result will shock me, but for my pride's sake and my wallet's sake, I'm going to go Ole Miss. Got him on the money line.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you guys just because, again, we talk about statistics all the time. It's time for an assistant coach to beat Saban. I think it just inevitably happens. I think it could be up-tempo offense, big scoring game. Could be like 42-49, Ole Miss. Vandy, UConn.
Mm. Ooh, greatest game of the year.
Yeah.
I think it's being called the Toilet Bowl. I saw that today. You could get tickets for $1.
Yep.
Tickets for
$1. That's actually true. You can get tickets for $1 at this Vandy game. So if you're in Nashville listening to us, head down there, buy a ticket. It won't cost you an arm and a leg.
It won't cost you much.
It might cost you your sanity.
Cheaper than a beer you can get in the stadium there probably, which it's nice to be able to buy a beer in a college stadium. Who cares? Let's go 49-48 Vandy.
To quote new Tampa Bay Buccaneer Richard Sherman, I hope this game is just an absolute poop fest, and I hope that's just bad football. You know, SEC, I'm going to go with Vandy. Who's going to watch this game?
Yeah, no one cares.
I might record it for shits and giggles.
That's
why
that
might be it.
That's why we added it in, because no one really cares. UConn is just going to pull on. I don't even know if it's an upset, but UConn's going to pull out an upset. I think they've actually looked okay. I don't know. Vandy looked terrible. They both looked terrible, but, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, you may as well take the worst team, right?
Yep.
That could be fun tomorrow night. Like, say Kentucky does win the big game. We have a fun night. We come back. It's 3 in the morning.
I was going
to
say,
we
I know
record it, and we just flip it and turn it on late. Oh, that could be fun.
I was going to say, I know
late.
You like to watch the press conferences late
like
at night,
presses.
So
I
we
like
go watch some Vandy, Connecticut at 3 in the morning and watch wake up with the press conferences. Yep.
So that's all we got. It's short and sharp today. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us. We can't wait to see you at the tailgate. Make sure you yell at us. Make sure you scream at us when we're walking past. You'll see Miles in the banana. Me and Brent going to be wearing the Pin It Deep t-shirts, which are going to be awesome.
Shout out to Kentucky Branded for that.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to look great in the Pin It Deep t-shirts. As we've said the whole time, call Miles whatever you want. Throw whatever you want at Brent.
Please don't.
Make sure the chicken wings are ready. Make sure the buffalo chicken dip's ready, unfortunately. And if you want to see some of the greatest singing of all time, me and Miles at the moment are locked in to sing a song at the gate. So come and
we
turn up for that.
Can we tweet out your performance times?
It will be no. There's no times. It is
time.
It will not be multiple. If we get into multiple, we've either drank too much or we just people are going encore, encore, encore.
True.
Do we want to tease the song that we're thinking?
Nope.
It's got to be a surprise.
Save it.
Okay.
Save it.
And a couple of housekeeping things before we get out of here. Obviously, catwalk starts at 3:45. We will be out there. The KSR pregame show starts at 2 at KS Bar. If you're listening to this, if you're a pinhead, feel free to call into the KSR pregame show. Let them know you're a pinhead. And, get ready for Kentucky, Florida. Kickoffs is at 6. Please look up your section. We know it probably won't work, but see if you're going to wear blue or white. Just figure it out.
And give us a follow, as always, at Pin It Deep KSR. And any comments and suggestions, et cetera, they always get ignored, but please put them on there. We look forward to could have a special guest if we win,
very special guest.
If we win on Sunday, and otherwise could have an even more special guest if we win big.
Yep. A certain we're winning. Caffeinated special guest.
Awesome.
All right, that's it for today's special edition of Pin It Deep. Look out for us at the tailgates. Go Cats, go Krogering. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, "Do you come from a land down under?